Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Don't you know that the Lord, the God of Israel, has given the kingship of Israel to David and his descendants forever by a covenant of salt? 2 Chronicles chapter 13 verse 5. Holding on to the promises of God, that is of greatest importance in our lives. This chapter from the Bible concerns a war between Israel and Judah. Though they were one kingdom at the start, because of Solomon's disobedience, God partitioned the kingdom later on, and different kings ruled Israel and Judah. Here in this chapter, Abijah, the grandson of Solomon, is king of Judah, and Jeroboam is king of Israel. Abijah and Jeroboam are at war. Jeroboam has an army of 8 lakh soldiers, and Abijah 4 lakhs. Despite the great difference in the strengths of the army, Abijah holds on to the promises of God and abides by the law of Moses. Jeroboam, meanwhile, has instituted his own worship and priests. Listen to what Abijah tells Jeroboam. "And now you plan to resist the kingdom of the Lord, which is in the hands of David's descendants. You are indeed a vast army, and have with you the golden calves that Jeroboam made to be your gods. But didn't you drive out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and make priests of your own as the peoples of other lands do? Whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bull and 7 rams may become a priest of what are not gods. As for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. The priests who serve the Lord are sons of Aaron, and the Levites assist them. Every morning and evening they present burnt offerings and fragrant incense to the Lord. They set out the bread on the ceremonially clean table and light the lamps on the gold lampstand every evening. We are observing the requirements of the Lord our God, but you have forsaken him. God is with us, he is our leader. His priests with their trumpets will sound the battle cry against you. Men of Israel, do not fight against the Lord, the God of our fathers, for you will not succeed." 2 Chronicles chapter 13 verses 8 to 12. Abijah was confident, though his army was only half the size of Jeroboam. Notable are the statements, "God is with us, he is our leader." "Men of Israel, do not fight against the Lord, the God of your fathers, for you will not succeed." Meanwhile, Jeroboam had sent troops around to the rear, so that while he was in front of Judah, the ambush was behind them. Judah turned and saw that they were being attacked at both front and rear. Then they cried out to the Lord. The priests blew their trumpets, and the men of Judah raised the battle cry. At the sound of their battle cry, God routed Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. The Israelites fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hands. There are Christians who are only namesake Christians. They are like Jeroboam. They have God's word but don't live according to it. They have instituted their own ways of worship. They try to intimidate true believers, but they will never win because God will fight for his children, like he did for Abijah in this war. I, holding on to the promises of God and living according to his word, the enemy will not win, that's for sure. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog bless2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.